That the meeting is being recorded. We have nobody signed up for public comments, but if there's somebody on the line that we don't know about, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. We do have a quorum. We have, including our call-in Pat, we have six of us. That constitutes a quorum, so we are legal to do business today. Old business, John, turning over data and analytics to you.
All right.
Is it this?
Yeah, that's it.
Demon.
No, we'll do it. There it is.
You're good to go.
So I sent out.
So you know, I have my copy of the documents that were sent us also.
Thank you. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.
So I can't remember the date, but Bobby Stanel and I met with Tim in an official meeting that was published. Linda was here. Mary was here.
I was here.
Yes.
I was here.
Cindy, not Linda.
That's all right. Thank you.
I was not here.
Yes, you were.
I was here. I was here.
Yes, you were. Come on, take credit. Anyway, so we chatted with Tim about some of the information, the data that we needed to get from the district. And so what you see when I sent out through Amanda today was the monies coming from the district. It's the same form that you sent me, Tim.
Right. Would you want me to address what?
Absolutely. If you would, that would be fantastic.
I saw the previous documents, the documents that the committee has historically been provided, and working with finance staff determined that we're spending a ton of manual labor preparing those documents. We got two staff members that are assigned to a referendum, and they're going into PeopleSoft and pulling out purchase orders and expenditure information. And this document shows you how we're tracking the different areas of the referendum. For example, 14715 at the top, and then let me explain this document first. Yeah. The first section, the three, represents revenues. And PeopleSoft shows revenues as credits, that's why there's a minus in front of them. So that section shows where we've collected funds. And then where the four starts, those are the appropriations or expenditures. And we're using that five-digit code 14715 through 14724. To track the different areas of expenditures. And so we've had staff go in and pull information out of PeopleSoft, go in and enter it into a spreadsheet, dig into what the purpose of the expenditure was, really just spend a huge amount of time preparing these documents for you guys. I talked to the superintendent and suggested that maybe we want to rethink that. And that, I've been here since May, the end of May. And one of the first things I observed was we were using a lot of spreadsheets. And I can understand that if the system wasn't supporting our needs, that we have to have a workaround to get the data. But coming in with a new set of eyes, I'm looking at it saying, well, hold on a second, maybe now we can back away from all this manual labor and let's utilize the system more to our advantage. And so I prepared this report in 30 minutes or less even. There was a little bit of scrubbing I had to do. But I can update it very quickly, and I can have a heck of a lot more detail than this, and that's why under 14716, I've got it broken down. I just expanded that one program number, because that shows you that 41 other, 41 regular pay, 42 FICA, that's called the object code, so that tells you what we're actually buying within the science referendum program. So I can provide that detail on any one of those programs. The spreadsheet that I have that we used instead of the document, let me see how many rows it is. The spreadsheet that provides that pivot table is 32,000 rows long.
Wow. So we have a printout of that?
32,341 rows.
What they send us on our phone.
So So my recommendation to the superintendent is, let's take, you know, let's, and we also have some vacancies. I'm not filling some vacant positions because I think if we can be more efficient, we can repurpose people and save money and not fill some positions. And so my recommendation is we, and I don't want anyone to say, you know, well, you're giving us less information than we need. That's not the goal at all. I want to just give you what you need to be able to answer questions. And I want to take the people that are doing all this manual labor, which also increases the likelihood of inaccuracies, transpositional error, they've got to go back and reconcile the spreadsheet to the report. It's just so labor intensive. If instead we spend their time on the front end looking at the requisition and making sure that whatever the school is requesting, yes, it's legitimate, and let's add to the requisition the details that they've been adding to the spreadsheet, and train the school-based people, hey, this is what we need for you to add to the requisition or it's not gonna go through. And then we've got all the detail in PeopleSoft and we've just saved a whole bunch of time. So that was the point of our conversation, I think at least one of them. Mm-hmm. And you know, then we also talked about some of the struggles with the historical comparisons and some of the HR data and things like that. But the first thing that I think will have the biggest impact on my operations is moving toward a more efficient reporting process for you guys. So I don't know, you know, what the next step is with that conversation, because I don't know what level of detail you would like to have, but with 32,000 rows,
yeah.
I would imagine that we can, you know, do a pivot table or some kind of data right. filter, whatever, to answer your questions. The information's there. You know, if you look at a particular line and say, all right, well, so, I could project, but would that interfere with, I don't know if I can project now with what he has going on. Let me just give you an example. Here's one row. Fund 10101, general fund. Manatee Technical College, 0211 is the cost center. Paraprofessional referendum, so that's the salaries that the salary portion of paraprofessionals get. Program 14723. Object code 422001, FICA expense. Function 52010, exceptional education. So that's an exceptional ed paraprofessional that's getting some additional funding. And then that particular line has current expenditures. This report was run on March 22nd. $156.62. And that's the information on that one row out of the 32,000. So,
I guess to my question yeah. is more for John and his committee, is what he's proposing, does that still get us the information that we need to be able to plug into our, what we've already prepared?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Well, with limited questions to Tim to say, can you expand on this? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think what we can do, this would be the 50,000 foot view that we could provide, you know, at every meeting. This is what we're, this is where we are with our revenues and our expenditures and our balances at a high level. But then, you know, we can generate much more detailed reports out of the purchasing system. Well, what did you buy during this period, for example? And that's kind of what you're getting on the spreadsheets, I think. But I want to use the system to generate those. And I talked to staff about it, and what we're looking at is attempting to start that April 1st. So, you know, the month of April, we would be able to generate some sample reports right after the end of the month of April, generate some sample reports. It'll take us a little while to get there, I think, because we're going to have to retrain the school-based staff to increase the amount of information that they're entering into the system. But Kathy and Ryan are the two people that have been doing all the behind-the-scenes work. They would just dedicate their efforts to making sure that the information gets into PeopleSoft instead of, you know, I know I'm repeating myself, but instead of just transferring it from A to B.
Have you taken a look at the document that we provided to the school board, our presentation showing?
That summary from last
right.
year, yes.
Okay, so you're comfortable knowing what we have set up to use going forward, that you'll be able to, in that format, be able to provide us the information to reconstitute the next year.
Yeah, let me pull it up again just to make sure. So it was it's not a very big document.
Yeah.
Okay.
While he's looking that up, John, you're comfortable with that?
Yes.
I mean, then.
And Tim, the numbers in the bottom of your report, the red ones, are actual numbers. And then the ones in the above, number three, is allocated by the percentages. Is that correct?
No, the three is the revenue that we've collected. And the four is the expenditure.
But you've got them, so then you break them down by the
yeah, they're posting
the percentages by the 51%, 15.5%.
Yeah, that's how the budget's built, yes.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So you're saying this is what you're going to spend, and then that's the difference at the bottom.
That's the difference at the bottom.
Between.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. And then, let me look at the spreadsheet. I was looking at the Word document, so let me go back to the spreadsheet. So yeah, the difference at the bottom where it says grand total. So the first year we collected $5,756,000 more than we spent.
Right.
And the history I've been given is that was because there were delays in the STEM funding.
Right.
So those funds rolled forward. So the next year we collected $40,559,000. We spent $40,912,000. And so that meant we still had some carry forward, so that'll carry forward into the next year. So that's why we're showing a $42 million revenue collection, that the $42 million over there by the three,
mm-hmm.
That's the total collection. Well, you can see this total spend is $46.8 million, so we're planning on spending down the funds that have carried forward. Do everybody see that?
Yes.
And it's by program. So going back to the Word document, core pay, quarter hour, yeah, we can break down by that. Time, you know, relevant benefits and outcomes, that's a little bit tougher. That's outside of the financial piece. Yeah, the Schedule A is would be generated by those program numbers on that report right now.
Yeah.
So Pat, are you opining on something here?
Well, I'm just, Mr. Christopher's not here, but I worked with him on this format, and it all came from the same information from the budget that's contained in this document that Tim's providing.
So it's
not difficult to move what Tim's providing now into the document we use for the report.
So far every schedule would be very easy to populate. Yeah, schedules A through D, no problem whatsoever.
Right.
And we just saved days of staff time.
Yep. Okay.
I can't believe there's 3,000 rows in this tracking.
Yeah. The implementation went way overboard on what I would call the granularity of the system.
Tim, I think the reason for that was because the district had no experience in reporting this out, and the committee was struggling to figure out exactly how to report it out. So
it's not limited to.
We spent a lot of time trying to sort all that out along with the district staff.
But yeah, well, Pat, it's not limited to referendum funds. That granularity exists across all programs. Mm-hmm. Something else that makes it, that inflates the number of rows is the system doesn't generate, you got a chart string, all the account numbers, and most systems would have, I want to call them for 2019-20, I want to call them for 2020-21. This system has a separate row for each fiscal year. So I've got, there's three different rows for the same chart string, one that has the 2018-19 amount, one that has 2019-20, and one that has 2020-21. And that's why I've got to pull this stuff into a spreadsheet and play around with a pivot table to get it into that format. But that's what took 30 minutes. Didn't take.
But for your historic perspective, the first year we were trying to sort this out, was the year of the transition that people saw.
Right, right. And that's why, you know, I understand the spreadsheets.
That's from your historic perspective.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
John. Okay. So we'll take these numbers and then we'll fill the schedules in and any other questions we have.
And I believe based on the last conversation, we need to do this for 2019-20.
Correct.
So let's do that.
Yes. So you can provide the numbers to fill all the schedules in for me?
Absolutely. Do we fill the schedules in or do you guys?
Yeah, if you'll provide it to me,
yep,
then we'll put it in our report.
You actually already have it.
Here it is. So these, what? Because these are finalized.
Well, I mean, no, I need to, I can, I noticed that one of the things is by function, so all I have to do is another pivot table. I can get it to you in a day.
Okay, that would be great.
John, in addition to having 1920, I think it's in our best interest as a committee to
do both.
To go ahead and get 19 to 20, but then an up to date 20 to 21 year to date updates. And we're providing this, we are all caught up, so the next.
Yes. I agree.
Next year, we're not chasing stuff in arrears.
So I'm going to take the spreadsheet. You want to make it at, let's make it as of March 31st. You want to wait until the end of March so we can?
For 2021, but let's close out 1920.
Okay. Well, I'll only say it this way.
If he's going to do it twice.
But if you've got to do it twice, don't. And our next meeting is April 7th, so if we can have that information through February, say this week or first of next week, so we're prepared for our next meeting to go ahead and get our draft completed, then I'd rather not wait.
Okay, we have a board workshop tomorrow. I might be able to get it to you tomorrow. I'm just gonna look at the schedules and I'm gonna create, I'm gonna do another download as of February 28th. And I'm going to create a tab, schedule A, B, C, and D, and I'm going to put a pivot table in that tab that matches the information that you need for your schedules, and you should be off to the races.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Just going through February?
I think it's
everybody else?
Yes. But you'll also provide the numbers for the prior.
Yes. Pat, you're okay with February?
I'll have 19, 20, and current year through February 28th.
February 28th.
February, okay. Yeah.
Good.
And if you could put the date that you have up here, but that you generated it from and through, would be good for me. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, usually what I do is the file name will have the actual run date in parentheses at the end of it, and I print that at the top of the document.
Right.
And it'll say, the document itself will say, the column will say as of 02/28/21. The other column will say as of 06/30/2020. You know, so you can see what year it's in. Mm-hmm. And pivot table to create the schedule. I mean, it's
been a while since I've used pivot table, but it's a great tool.
Yeah.
The staff.
I have to use them a lot because the reporting, the system is working as designed, but it's not designed for K-12. So some of the reporting is still not, doesn't meet our needs entirely. So I'm still having to pull some information. But still, like I said, 30 minutes to update. It won't take long.
Versus the staff.
Yeah.
Hours and hours.
Hours and hours. Right. And hours.
And hours.
John, do you have an editable version of our report from last year?
Almost positive, I do. Okay.
It's in Word.
Yeah,
when you download directly from the website, it's only a PDF version. You'd have to convert.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Would you send me that as well? Because I'd like to have the or send it. To
I have 19 and 20, so I can send you both.
Please. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anything
I'll send
else?
It to Amanda.
Yeah, so let's say send it. Amanda, did you hear that?
I did, I'm here.
Okay. John is going to send you the 2019 and the 2020
presentations
in a Word format. Would you please then forward them on to the entire committee?
Will do.
Thank you. What I'd like everybody to do before our April 7th meeting is to go through that report. If there's any of the wording in the
the statements that we make that you'd like to see changed, let's have that discussion April 7th so we can have our draft done, so we can have a presentation ready to go end of April, 1st of May. Yes?
Yeah, I just looked at my calendar for tomorrow. Once the board workshop is done, hopefully it won't go past noon. I had something on my calendar that I can move to next week, so I will dedicate tomorrow afternoon to getting you the updated data.
See if Charlie wants a copy of that. Right.
Totally amazing.
Thank you.
We waited 18 months, I think, for the first numbers we got.
Well, I mean,
tomorrow's great.
18 hours going to be up in?
18
versus
18.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. David is not here. I'm sorry, John. Do you have anything
else
on there?
Thank you.
Moving on to the income and deployment subcommittee report. David is not here. I do expect him because their session is over, right? Or they'll be over.
No.
By,
no.
He'll be over
no,
by April 7th.
That session.
Not
over.
To one.
That was income and deployment, wasn't it?
No.
No. It's crossing.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Pat. It's crossing information.
Yeah. Well, that is the income and deployment. That is what income and deployment usually reports on. Data analytics, don't they usually report on the information about positions and that kind of stuff? I mean,
we have that information, I believe.
Okay. But that is usually what data, that is usually what income and deployment reports on, is what, how we're spending the money.
Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Sorry, but that's what Mr. Christopher and I worked on together last year.
John is furrowing his brow. Let the record show. we will need that information, I guess. Tim, is that something you can provide for us as well? Or do we need to go through Amanda to somebody else?
For what? I'm sorry.
Pat, do you want to be clear with what you just said?
Well, Bobby's committee usually reports to us on data and analytics, which is not usually the information about how we're spending the referendum money, which is what Tim has already reported to us on, and John has helped facilitate that report. So I don't know if Bobby has any update for us on the metrics that we've been trying to look at as far as vacancies and student performance and all of those metrics or not, because as we discussed at the last meeting, those particular things are going to be more difficult to track this year because of COVID.
I agree, Pat. I spoke with Mary about that a little bit, and I think that we're going to have a difficult time continuing what we had started by tracking the grades of schools and the teacher vacancies based on the millage, because we don't know if people are leaving or staying because of or not because of COVID issues. But we do need to include in our report the fact that we don't have that information readily available this year. Would you agree?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult. I'm not sure that we can't still report on whatever exit information we have. We're going to have benchmark testing that we can use to report, but it's going to have to be heavily footnoted. Due to the changes in the delivery of education due to COVID, that, you know, the conclusions that we can draw are going to be limited because of the drastic changes in delivery of education services. But I just didn't want us to get confused about which committee is which committee. Is was what I why I was bringing it up, because income and deployment is about how the money comes in and goes out. And data and analytics is about what metrics we're looking at as far as how many new programs we have for technical and, you know, that kind of thing. So, sorry.
I can let you know that after our subcommittee meeting, I did talk with our HR and some IT staff folks to see what kind of data we could get in the system regarding employee churn, those types of things. And I just realized I'd not heard back. And so I'm reaching out to them right now to see what kind of data they can get. And then we have, what's Evan's title?
Evan is testing. He's over testing.
So he would have all the school grade information, Yeah. So I can I'll engage those HR and IT again on the HR stuff to see what kind of data they have, if anything.
But for the 1920 year, we're not going to have any school grade data.
Right. Right. But.
Right, Pat? Am I?
I'm just going to share that.
Okay, yeah. I'm just making sure.
Correct.
So we did benchmarks this fall, but that's not the same thing as being able to state with any certainty that it applies to last year.
There will not be the same.
Right.
We will not be able to compare the same test.
So when we look at our So when we look at our presentation that we provided the last 2 years, and it has the graph that looks like this. I don't know, it's not part of our packet today, I just have to have it, but it shows the school grades. We're not going to be able to put anything for this year, so that graph is going to have a big blank spot. So I guess my point was that we still need to include that
school grades were waived for the 1920 school year,
but we still do you agree that we still need to include that graph with the blank spot? And
yes.
With that notification, because because when somebody's looking at this, they also need to be able to look at a whole view, not just a single year view.
I think that it should be consistent, even if it has to have a footnote to explain why there's no data.
Anybody disagree? Okay.
But
thank you, Pat.
The only thing I have is on data analytics is the vacancies of teachers and stuff. Well, I know at I don't know which meeting because the Zoom meetings are get confused.
They all go together.
They run together. I asked that question: are we going to be able to get data and not have to use COVID as the excuse of why we can't get the data?
Now, 1920 is going to be different. 2021 is going to be the more difficult year to
for the teacher portion.
I'm referring
to the same thing.
Okay.
1920 is not going to be the problematic year. 2021 is going to be the problematic year for teacher vacancies.
And we have early data from 1920. We just don't have the end of the year data. But Tim, you're going to reach out and see if you can get that for us?
Yeah, as I said, I already had a conversation with them and just realized I've not heard back. So I'm sending them the 2018-19 presentation and saying, hey, as a follow-up, you know, recall the conversation we had, blah, 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 blah. Can you, if you had any luck gathering the data that would allow them to allow the committee to complete the staffing sections of this presentation.
Awesome.
And so, as well as the exit survey, but that important?
We talked about that as well.
Okay.
That's what
he said. All
right.
Good deal.
Okay.
I have a curiosity question with regards to grading being waived. How are GPAs being determined? Is that 1 year being left off? Does anybody know?
No, GPAs continue because students received grades. Schools did not receive grades.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Any other discussion regarding the subcommittees?
Email sent.
Okay. So now we're going to move on to new business. The first item of new business was Garen's request at the last meeting. He is not here, so I'm going to table that until our next meeting, unless somebody would like to take up that mantle today. Hearing none, we're going to move on and go back to a discussion about the subcommittees and our charter. So everybody should have a copy of our charter in front of them. At the February 26th board workshop, recommendations were made that we revise our charter to specifically include the ability for our overall committee to have subcommittees. That way we're not in violation of what Mr. Dias said we were doing, not illegally, but maybe out of the sunshine. So with that said,
Did you attend that meeting?
I watched it.
Did you watch it? So what was the emotion of the board? Are they, without asking the board, are they in favor of, are you our liaison?
Yes, I am.
So, okay, so we can ask you questions.
She can talk, you can talk to answer. Charlie.
Okay. I mean, does the board, I mean, you've sat in on more of our meetings and Charlie as well, but to be able to get together as a smaller committee to go through all of this data and to mine the data is the reason we set it up on separate, to divide up the work.
Yes, and if that's what's working for you, then by all means, you know, continue on with that. Your charter can say that you have the ability to create the subcommittees. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to use them.
Yes.
You know. So I would suggest doing that.
Putting it in the charter is a potential or ability to. Okay. I mean, we are a committee of the board, so I don't want to go.
Yes. Well, we spent 2 years meeting once a month as a full committee and then once a month as subcommittees, which for the most part included just about everybody with each committee. It was necessary at the time because we were creating something out of thin air at the same time where the district was changing over their reporting systems, and we needed to meet essentially twice a month. We went from meeting twice a month to meeting once every 2 months, and as a result, we have fallen behind. We can blame COVID for a little bit, but the reality is that we've fallen behind because we have not gotten together to do our work. And so I'm of the opinion that we need to go ahead and put subcommittees into our charter. As Pat says, we don't have to use them, but it has to be, we have to have the ability to do it.
Yes.
And they just have to be noticed and, you know, done in the sunshine. So.
Right.
That said, I don't know the mechanics of how we change our charter. So
I would say we mark this one up.
That's kind of why I wanted to
present it and say, will you please?
Can I make a suggestion?
Always.
I hate to monopolize, but it seems to me what the procedure has been that we provide a draft to the school board because the school board has to adopt the charter. So what if we added a section to this charter that was procedural, because there isn't anything in here that describes our procedures, and just say that the committee may use subcommittees to expedite their work as needed, and it can just be one sentence. I watched the board meeting also, and I heard discussion about there's no prohibition against the use of subcommittees in this charter, so I'm not sure that it's really needed, but if Mr. Dye thinks it's needed, let's just add a simple sentence that says that subcommittees will be used to expedite our work as needed.
May be used.
Yeah, may.
May be used, not will.
So are we going off the charter from the September 25th, 2018, not where we made all the changes?
It's the only one that's been adopted by the board.
I know, it's the only one, but I mean, what if we, do we still want anything changed in this other, or just forget it?
Oh, I
the one we did all that work on changing and then never did anything with.
Well, we did
send it back to the board, but yes, they never adopted it, so.
So we'll go with the original, okay.
We have to.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't know if we wanted to do it all at one time.
But we can look at all of these red lines.
I mean, I was just thinking,
and see if it needs to.
And just adopt a new one one time, not just one sentence.
Well,
I don't know.
Those changes were initiated by the board.
Right.
And we did that work at the board's request, and then they never adopted what we proposed to them.
But if we're talking, Pat, if we're talking about changing it, we might as well look back and see what we wanted changed at that time.
I'm okay with that. I just like simple.
I do too, but I just thought one time and done, one and done, maybe they'll.
Yeah, because you don't need to say
yeah,
effective May 30th,
yeah,
2018. I mean, you can make it.
I don't have a
copy. Okay, so maybe we need Amanda to send another one of these.
Then I would suggest that we also table this discussion, which I don't think was even on our agenda, the next meeting, and we send out to everybody the copy from May 30th so that the whole committee has a copy to refresh their memories, and then we look at how we incorporate the subcommittees into the
What's the May 30th?
Draft.
What's May 30th?
What are you referring to May 30th, Pat?
We're confused now.
Oh. What draft charter are you looking at? I don't have it in front of me. I thought you said it was May 30th.
No, I have a September 25th, 2018.
That's
I have a
June 19th, 2018.
I have, yeah, that's
June 19th.
So
whatever one you want us to review for possible recommendation, I think all the committee members should have a copy of it, is all I'm saying.
I agree.
I just want to show you, it looks like, I don't know if we changed one and they changed the other, or did we, was one the first one with the red and then we went yellow?
Maybe we can ask the board, we can
ask
Amanda to look at what one went to the school board as a recommendation from us, and that could be sent out to us.
We might want both then, huh? So we say
Okay, Pat, hold on one second if you would. You guys were both referring to something that we had marked up, but
right.
I the only thing that I have are these two, which is the one that we marked up that was then adopted. And I know we did something after that that was sent to the board that they didn't do. I just don't have a copy of it.
I think it's that one, because see, there's more changes.
Oh, that's what I need to compare. I need to compare that one to this one.
Yeah, because I think the red was what we wanted, and then we came through and we did it again.
Yeah, this one is the original one. This has no changes adopted.
This one, the one we got today.
September 25th, 18 has no changes.
Okay, well, that says the same thing, but it has a bunch of lines drawn through and different things.
Right.
And when was that drafted?
Don't know. I don't have any date on it.
No date on the month.
With the red line, I don't remember when the red line was.
The red line one?
The red line one was June.
June 19, 2018.
I don't have that.
We don't know when this one, the one that was adopted that we then tried to revise, I don't know the date of that. But I don't have a copy of this revision.
You want me to scan it, or we probably have it somewhere, right?
You need to send
but
it.
I don't even know if this is the real one, that because I've got things right here.
I've got things. There were no charters adopted after September 25th. They went to the board, but there was never any action.
We're trying to get a copy of what we sent to the board that they did not adopt.
Right.
So I think that the best way to get to figure that out is how I got the copy that was adopted was to ask the board secretary to send me the last adopted charter.
I think if we ask
what was the last charter that appeared on the board agenda, then and we all get a copy of that, then we'll have a copy of what was recommended by us to the board.
Pat, can I ask you to handle that little piece and ask the board secretary to find that and then send it to Amanda to then disperse to the rest of us?
Yes.
Thank
I
you.
I will handle that if y'all want me to and
yes,
make sure it gets sent out to everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Because this is the only version I have.
So we have...
We have a mess.
We have, I mean, I think that the overall idea is correct. If we're going to be submitting something back to the board to adopt the new charter, it shouldn't just simply be an addition on this. If there were some other things that we wanted addressed, we should go ahead and send those as well.
Do it one time.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. So we'll try to do that and finish that discussion April 7th as well.
Is there a time certain we have this finished?
Nope.
Never.
And as you can see, we're doing subcommittee meetings today anyway. We're just calling them regular committee meetings. That's
right.
Just what the workaround is at this point.
Yeah.
Second piece that came out of that February 26th meeting was the number of members of our committee. Our charter calls for 9 to 18. We currently have 12. And unless I am by myself in the woods, we need more people on this committee to handle the workload. And so I think it's in our interest to recommend to the board to fill the committee back up to 18.
Yep, that's where we took it out right here. We went from 7 to 11.
The minimum?
Is what our change is. We're gonna
be. We currently have 12.
7 to 11, so we have 12, okay.
The max of 18. When we had 18 people on this board, we got work done.
Mm-hmm. Initially.
That's why we had to have subcommittees, was because we had 18 people and we had 3 subcommittees.
What was the third subcommittee?
Communications.
Communications, that's right.
Does anybody have any...
I think we ought to discuss all of this when we discuss the charter, because that's included in the charter.
Pat, I agree with you. If we can begin this discussion today,
now,
though, then we can request whatever information we need to be able to make, to have an action done on the 7th. That's kind of where I wanted the discussion to go. We don't have to make the decision today, but I want everybody to be thinking about, if we simply want to go to the board and say, we would like you guys to fill the committee back up to 18, if we want to go to the board and say, we'd like you to go to 18 and we think that you should advertise this, if we think that we should try to recruit people from certain industries, and what role our committee should play in its composition going forward.
And Brady, one of the discussions that the board was having was there were too many.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge conversation for...
That's right. I think it got limited by the board, not by us.
I agree. There were when we had vacancies, they weren't filled. But I think that we need more people on this committee to be able to get our work done. And specifically, I think we need people with backgrounds in finance, in accounting, people that can get in and crunch numbers better than a sales guy like me.
You know,
one
of the big difficulties in getting the work done, and I haven't done much in the last year and a half, is the Sunshine Law and the fact that you can only work at meetings. You know,
correct.
I haven't done much of anything. If I could work with somebody else and help somebody out, it'd be great. Can't do it.
You can, Charlie, if you notice it and you have it here and it's open
recorded
to the public, and it's mm-hmm. So you can.
Well, that's the way we ought to do it.
And that's what I think we've got to do, is we've
mm-hmm.
got to have our committees, yeah. A working committee.
Because you can have 18 people, but if you can't work other than
right.
once a month,
yeah,
or,
right, yeah.
But that's,
you're not going to get much done.
And that's, again, those, I think that goes back to the idea that we need to have the subcommittees with full subcommittees. In a full overall committee meeting, once a month is a regular meeting, and then once a month in the subcommittee, we can get work done.
And
if other people
get these things out, I mean,
yeah, and it doesn't have to be every month all year long.
I would like to suggest that having subcommittees of 9 people is not the most effective size of a subcommittee.
I'm not suggesting that either.
We didn't have 9.
If they're trying to do work, 9 people on a subcommittee is a lot. That's a lot
that's
of people.
Not what we're
no,
and the other problem, and the other problem that we have is that we have the subcommittees meet. Only some of the people who are on the subcommittee come, and then the next time we have the subcommittee meet, then we spend a lot of our time catching up to people who weren't there. So I have quite a bit of experience serving on these committees, and everybody has great intentions, but we're all volunteers on this committee. So people can only be here when they can be here, so I don't want anybody to think it's a criticism because it's the nature of this type of work. But it is very difficult to get everybody together at the same time, and the more we expand the group, the harder what I call the calendar exercise becomes. So I think we ought to be very judicious in thinking that just more hands will lighten the load, because more hands also complicates the logistics.
Tim, what you got?
I was just going to say that for subcommittee purposes, would you think they should work through Amanda? I can, like today, I reserve room 203. All I have to do is have a little bit of advance notice. Amanda can do the publication of the notice, and we can reserve a room for you guys whenever you need it.
I'm not concerned about those logistics. I'm talking about the logistics of getting everybody together.
Well,
the people clearing their calendars and getting together. The more calendars you have to work with,
right,
the harder it is to get people together, especially when they're volunteers.
But if we put it on a calendar, then we work around it. I mean, if we know it's the third Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday or whatever it is, I agree.
Charles?
Yeah, I think the fact of the matter is, there's only, if you have 18 people at any one time, there's only going to be 5 or 6 people doing much of any work anyway. And that's how all committees and boards work typically. And I think it would be just more helpful, as I suggested, to be able to get 2 or 3 people together in work groups, not as a subcommittee workshop, but just to do work, to sit down, maybe sit down with Tim, go through some stuff and really accomplish something. Because a lot of times, if you have 9 people on a subcommittee, you're going to be going in a lot of different directions. And that's okay if 2 or 3 people are doing a lot of work kind of offline and the work is getting done.
And I think that that's the ultimate goal. I think that if we have, if we have a full committee of 18 and we have 3 subcommittees, including communications, the revenue and deployment probably does the most number crunching kind of work. That subcommittee could be, 6 people, where 2 or 3 of them meet more often with somebody on staff to get the actual data inputting done.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy to do. As Tim said, we don't need a lot of noticers. There's only a few rooms. I guess there's 3 rooms here that we can use and 1 at Wakeland. So as long as one of those rooms is available, we just have to notice it. And, you have to have somebody there to take minutes, you have to have all those other things. But that's easy to do mechanically. But Pat, are you opposed to adding people to the committee at large, or are you just worried about the subcommittee size?
I am opposed to going back up to 18. I'm not opposed to adding people, but I am not. I remember how disorganized and contentious, and Brady, I'm not even sure if you were on the committee when we were 18, but it was very difficult getting our work done when we were 18. Honestly, income and deployment, Mr. Christopher met with staff. He did the yeoman's part of the job. Mm-hmm. He and I got the stuff together. Then we brought it to the subcommittee, and we talked about what was relevant, what wasn't relevant, and then we tweaked the report. It wasn't the whole subcommittee. Nobody is entering the data. The data is just being transferred into a spreadsheet. It's how we determine, just like Tim presented to us today. Is this format good for us? This is the data. I mean, the money is the money. It's black and white. We just need to, we just decide what it is we want to report. Isn't that what you're finding, John, and working on this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, we are making it hard by constantly churning about what it is we're going to do and how we're going to report it. So if we've decided that we're going to report it the same way we've reported it before,
right,
and we decide on what data we need, then we should be able to move forward fairly easily, because we did the hard work in the past 2 years, I believe.
Good point, Pat.
Well, I believe that when there were 18 on this committee, it was in its infancy.
Exactly.
And there was a lot of trying to, somebody's calling in.
Domino's.
I usually get some pizza. I usually get Pizza Hut on that phone.
Oh, it's my car's warranty.
My car's out of warranty?
My car's just warranty.
Okay. Anyway. It was in its infancy, and there was a lot of trying to figure out what direction this committee wanted to go down and what they were going to look at. We knew, you know, just from what I was not on the committee then, but what we were looking at and how we were going to divvy this out or how it was going to be divvied out was the confusion is what we were going to track.
Mm-hmm.
So I think adding people to the committee would be beneficial, you know, because one, you got more people on the committee, you're going to have others available to maybe do some of the deep dive work and not just put it on those two or three people.
Well, I think the deep dive is done now. We've got
right,
a computer system.
Right,
that works.
I understand, but you still have
right,
to meet
right.
the
I know,
staff
but I think
and,
we need to, yeah,
right.
but we need to utilize that expensive piece of equipment.
Mary, you have something to add?
Oh, I do. I shouldn't, but I do. June 30th, you're going to have more people rotating off. Okay. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of people or the skill set is important, I think, to your committee to have people who can
take their place.
Yes.
And I agree. I think we need to start looking at adding, because there's at least three rolling off. Oh, well, there's two rolling off. There's four whose terms are up. So I don't know. You
so
know,
we
every,
need a restaurant tour.
So, but you need to look at who's, you know, what we need for next year as well.
Rankin tour.
You absolutely do.
Rabble rouser.
What I would suggest, and I can take it to the board, is ask the board to have Mr. Barber publish a request for resumes.
Yeah, attorney would be good, but CPAs, I don't know, bookkeeping, something, business owners, I don't know what you want.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
At least one CPA
rotating
off.
Yes,
yeah.
So, I think it's a good idea. I think we should be doing it now and not waiting until June.
I'm finding them now.
Yeah.
Right.
So Charlie, you, Brady, and I, Bobby and Garen are on the data analytics. Am I missing anyone? No, that's it. So the five of us are data analytics. Have you got a time? And Tim, do you have a time? Maybe next week or the following week? Well, we need to do it before April 7th, right?
The following week would be better for me. I've got a big budget planning meeting on the 31st that's going to take a lot of work next week.
And we're meeting the 7th.
It's with my boss, and I kind of want to, you know, make sure.
Make a good impression.
Make sure it's good.
5th or the 6th?
5th or the 6th.
6th is the Tuesday?
6th is Tuesday. Would 11 a.m. work for you, Tim? Charlie?
If I can figure out my calendar, I'll let you know.
Or 3 p.m. 1 or 3?
11.
What did I say, 11? Sorry. I've got a 1. What 11 day? Or 3?
On the 6th?
Tuesday the 6th.
The 11 will not work. And if we're going to meet here, this room is booked already on Tuesday.
But if there's just 5 or 6 of us, we can go to that other.
We could find a room here.
Right.
For sure.
I've got a USF committee meeting 11 to noon that day.
Okay, so how about 3 o'clock?
3 looks like it'll work for me.
Yeah. You're going to need to notice it, guys.
That's the only way you
that's
get
2 weeks.
Done.
Yeah, oh no, we'll definitely notice it. I mean, absolutely.
So I'll send Amanda an email right now. So that's going to be 3 o'clock on April 6th.
And I will send her an agenda. Does she need an agenda for a workshop?
I think she does.
Yeah, she's on.
Yeah.
Right. Amanda, are you there?
I'm listening.
Okay.
I am.
Okay, you got that?
Can you hunt down a conference room?
I did, yes. Thank you.
And you can hunt down a conference room for us?
I will check and see.
Because, I'm not.
Or your office. We'll crowd into yours.
And ask for data.
Cindy has a really big office. All
right.
She's hers.
I have a conference room off my office, but wow. How many people are we going to have?
Fancy. I think 5.
It's not a fancy.
5 if everybody comes. Hey, the grapevine's always open, too.
That's true. You can
eat
there, too.
That's a good point.
Do they still serve food?
No, they close
it,
too.
They stop. They
close
it,
too.
Have you ever been in there?
I have.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Walk in, walk out.
No, I know. You can lock the doors when I go by.
Oldest pub in Manatee.
Oh, that's scary.
Cleaned on that big day.
So.
All right, so that's data analytics.
Data analytics is good. Okay, and do we need to have a motion to have Mary do that, or are you just we good just with the statements?
A nod, nod, wink, wink.
So, did you say that's the data analytics subcommittee?
Yes.
So I would suggest that we all send questions or any information that we feel we need from Tim.
Yes.
To Amanda.
Before then.
Yeah, that'll definitely be the. Teacher vacancy stuff as well. But I don't think we need a motion from our board to
have a meeting?
To ask from our committee to ask the board to appoint people to our committee. I think it's their
Charlie, it sounds like you are gonna roll off.
I am, yes.
Did I read that correctly? I am rolling off.
I'm scheduled to roll off
about the other two. So there are at least.
Well, we know Bobby's gonna roll off.
Yeah. There are at least 3 vacancies.
It's 2 CPAs rolling off.
Right, right. So we need to at least let the board know that there are at least 3 members of the committee that will not seek reappointment.
4.
I wasn't speaking for you. But if you.
He's rolling.
If you'd like to add it up to 4.
That's what the books say. The books say there's 4 of us rolling off.
Okay, so that
says there's 5.
Who's the 5th?
Garen.
Oh, Garen is 5.
So there are 5 scheduled. Their terms expire, so they've either got to reappoint.
So then, out of how many?
12.
Out of 12,
but so we may want.
Well, there's 2 static.
6.
Yeah.
So we may. Which
is? Was that? June 30th.
I mean, I think
that's a lot of people. I mean, to get anyone. So maybe 11.
Well, I think we just put the word out, see how many.
But we need to have certain criteria, right?
Right.
We know we need smart people.
Looking for finance people.
I think the board has always been responsible for figuring out what they want on this committee.
Sorry.
Well, if we make it easier, it might go faster.
Income and deployment.
That's what I thought.
Okay. But your charter can designate the process to add people, you know, where perhaps the audit committee has in their charter that I think the board liaison and the chair of the audit committee, you know, make a recommendation to the board on who to approve.
It's not in our charter.
Yeah, but you might want to think about that.
So we would have to change our charter. I don't think we've got the time. I think that that's something that should be addressed, but I don't think we've got the time.
No, but I can take it to the board and say, let's do it this way and see if they're all in agreement.
Do we know, is it Sandra Holly? What committee she's on?
We didn't put her on a committee, I don't think, but I think she might be good on data analytics because she has education background.
All in favor? Aye. Guess what? Everybody else got to choose. You don't show up for a meeting, you get appointed.
I don't know. I think she would be agreeable, but I don't want to speak for her, but she does have K-12 background.
We'll put her on data analytics in pencil, and at the next meeting we'll confirm that she's okay with it.
She probably should be invited to the subcommittee meeting.
That's why I was
Amanda, asking. Would you do that, please?
I'm listening.
I'll send the invite to the entire committee so everyone is aware.
Yes.
Thanks.
How do you guys get invites? Do you go up on the Manatee County system to get your invite?
Or is it comes in our email.
It's our email.
Which email?
Your Manatee County school email.
Okay.
Okay. Those were... Boy, look at that. It's only 3 o'clock.
We still have 45 minutes. What are we going to do?
No, I said we would be done by then. I didn't say that's how long it would have to take. Mary, I asked you to remind me of something, and then I forgot it again.
I did too.
It's okay.
Is everybody comfortable meeting in person?
Yes.
I want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Going forward, I would like every meeting to be in person. Obviously, if you aren't comfortable, call in, come in on Teams, whatever. We'll make sure that that's still available. But
I assure y'all, I will not be the only one coming on Teams next time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably second that.
This is
awkward.
I didn't know she was on.
I'll see y'all
in person
on the
7th.
Okay.
But
I need to mark Dina is here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Are you on the bus, Dina?
She's on the bus.
No.
Okay, good.
The last time I tried to just listen, I had my audio cord. I couldn't imagine how the children were looking like,
what is that? Yeah, that's
not good.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I'm not
going to
be able to do
them.
No.
I'm in a meeting.
Tim?
Okay.
Yes. Amanda, I think, reached out to you for our April 7th meeting to give an update on Asked Me. I'll never pronounce that correctly. Has she spoken with you about that?
No, I can't. No.
At our last committee meeting, we spoke at length about the fact that we've spent the majority of our time talking about teachers and paras, and we have spent a woefully short amount of time talking about the impact of the millage on the Ask Me bargaining unit. And I asked her to have somebody at our April 7th meeting to give us an overview, and she said that she would get with you.
Yeah, I can give you one right now if it's allowable. I spent the last 2 days negotiating with them.
Oh, so maybe it's fresh.
I mean, I can give you an update then as well, but I can.
Sure.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
At the 7th.
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, we don't have it on the agenda. It is on the agenda for April 7th, so if we could just do it then, that'd be better, if that's okay.
Do you have any objection to having somebody from Ask Me?
Not at all.
Attend?
Nope.
Dana's
our representative. I mean, she's on.
Hi, Dana. Sorry, I forgot.
She's on the committee.
Yeah, and I was talking to my daughter, so I didn't hear y'all. Yeah, I'm sorry.
One of the agenda items on the April 7th meeting is AFSCME's participation in the referendum, I would say the share distribution, is that the purpose?
Correct.
So that's something that we spoke about this week in negotiations, so that's extremely timely.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you're...
I will be there.
Perfect, thanks.
All right. Going around the room, any comments from... We'll go from staff first. Nothing. Mary? Nothing. All right. Charles? No. Cindy? No.
No.
John?
We got nothing.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I thought we were going to review the charter today.
Well,
I did too.
Oh, no.
We did not put it on the...
Right, I see.
It's not, yeah. We discussed so we could... It's now on the agenda for our next one, so we will.
But we want everybody to look at it and make comments.
Correct.
Do you want people to send those to you?
I'd like every... Yeah, thank you, John.
Send them in first?
Yeah, send them directly to Amanda. She can then disseminate them. But I need to make sure that Amanda sends those out too. Okay.
So we're going
Don't forget, I'll send out the latest draft.
Yeah.
Had to get from. Okay.
So which one do you want comments on, the original or the latest draft?
The.
Wait until you get the latest draft.
Yes.
Because and it hasn't been approved yet, though. Either. Who cares?
Well, the latest draft will still have
gonna,
the other.
That's what we said
okay,
we
yeah,
were going
to yeah,
work
I
from.
I just didn't know which one I'm going to.
That I was going to get it for everybody.
Thank you, yes.
So,
yes.
Pat, are you going to try to get that in Word doc so if we update it, you can see what's been changed?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
So,
and you're going to send that to the other one to Amanda?
And have it state that
That's
there's
what
recommendations.
We said in the earlier conversation in this meeting was that I would get the latest draft that had been on the school board agenda that they didn't act on, and I would give it to Amanda, and we would send it out to everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
The only comment I'll end with is that I would like for us to be able to do our presentation to the board. I'd like to have our presentation ready to give to the board by the end of April, and then whatever time the board can then fit us in on their schedule. But I'd like for our committee work to be done by then. So that is our goal, short term. If we can get it done at the April 7th meeting, great. If we need to schedule another meeting at the end of April, that's what we're going to do. But I'd like to go ahead and get this put to bed for this year. Okay. Dates to remember, there's a board workshop tomorrow morning. I don't know what, anything that's relative to us?
Oh, yeah. Millage.
The millage.
Us tomorrow?
The upcoming referendum.
Well,
the what?
Yes.
The renewal the renewal.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What time is that?
Yeah. 9 a.m.
9?
Is there a time-sensitive conversation?
Is there a time certain for that?
Hmm?
Is there a time certain for the millage?
It's the first item on the agenda.
Oh, perfect. There we go.
9 o'clock.
So, 45 minutes after it starts.
They got to have a band come in, and they got to do a presentation
public
of the...
Public comments are at the end of the meeting, though.
And that expected time is when?
Well,
1, 2, 3.
The ending time?
Ending
it's
time.
Oh, no way. Staying that long?
Oh,
I'm
recording.
No.
Do you, and it's open to the public. We can
come and go.
We can come and go. Okay.
We all get up and leave.
There's a regular board meeting on April 13th. What's not listed on this agenda is our board meet or our committee meeting is April 7th. So if you would
what
please
time?
Go ahead and put that in your calendars, and that will get noticed along with the April 6th subcommittee. That'll be noticed by end of business this week. Tomorrow or Monday. So
do we know what time?
2 o'clock for
two.
Our for the
okay.
committee meeting.
So it is gonna be down here, okay.
Wakeland.
It's at Wakeland.
Wakeland.
Oh, it's at Wakeland?
It's at Wakeland. The subcommittee meeting will be here on the 6th.
Wakeland Elementary? Right, Wakeland, what do they call it now?
It's by Pirate City.
Support center.
Support center.
They call it a support center?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a school anymore?
Food service, that's where food service.
Yeah.
Directly
okay.
across from Pirate
well,
City and River Run Golf Links.
Yeah.
I don't know what that road is, but
27.
So
right down from Vincent Fruit Farm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just north.
I'll keep giving you.
For lunch.
I know something.
Yeah.
I'll recognize someplace.
The place with the good Cubans and the
ice cream.
It is 3:10, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thanks.